Hello, my most magnificent friends. And by friends, I, Yeti, naturally mean you, my fellow connoisseurs of the colossal, the noble, the utterly delightful Great Dane. Welcome back to Dane's Delight, the only podcast truly dedicated to unraveling the mysteries of life from a perspective that's, well, a little closer to the ceiling. Today, we're diving deep, or perhaps I should say, leaning heavily, into two of life's greatest pleasures, as observed from beneath a cozy blanket, music and television. Ah, the glorious cacophony and the flickering light box. These are topics dear to my very large, very loving heart. I often find myself pondering the human fascination with these auditory and visual spectacles, especially when they clearly pale in comparison to a good belly rub or the promise of a second breakfast. But one must engage with the culture, mustn't one? Even if it means occasionally barking at a particularly convincing squirrel on screen. Let's start with music. Oh, the sounds. Humans, you have so many different noises you call music. Some of it is quite tolerable, even conducive to a quality nap. Take classical, for instance. The slow, swelling strings, the gentle flutes. Perfect for sinking deeper into the sofa cushions, dreaming of chasing ethereal bunnies through fields of endless kibble. I find Vivaldi's Four Seasons particularly effective for an afternoon snooze. It truly transports one to a dream where I am fed treats. Then there's what you call rock music. Now, this one's a head-scratcher. All those thumping drums and loud guitars. My ears, so exquisitely tuned to the rustle of a treat bag from three rooms away, are sometimes overwhelmed. But I must admit, the vibrations, they are quite compelling. Sometimes, a particularly good bass line gets my tail thumping in a way I simply cannot control. And if there's a good, sustained howl from the singer, well, who am I to resist joining in? It's a primal call, a symphonic acknowledgement of my ancient lineage. My humans call it singing along. I call it contributing. There's a difference. One implies I'm a mere backup vocalist, the other, an esteemed collaborator. In the pop music, so many catchy beats, so many repetitive lyrics. Woof, 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 goes one song. No, wait, that's just me. But seriously, pop often leads to what my humans call the zoomies. A sudden burst of energy, an uncontrollable urge to gallop through the living room, perhaps knocking over a lamp or two. It's not my fault. The beat just takes over my magnificent frame. It demands movement. Especially if it's got a good, steady rhythm that mimics the sound of kibble hitting a bowl. Pure Pavlovian genius, that. But I must offer a special mention for the calming music. The spa day music, as my humans call it. This is crucial for us noble Danes. Especially during those dreaded sky booms, fireworks, thunderstorms, you know the drill. A little bit of gentle piano or soft, ethereal chimes, and I can almost forget that the very sky is trying to eat us. Almost. A firm snuggle and a chew toy help too, of course. My point is, humans, choose your soundtrack wisely. Our delicate sensibilities depend on it. And our napping schedules. Which are paramount. Now, let's talk about the mesmerizing rectangle of light that dominates so many living rooms, the television. Ah, the magic box. My humans spend hours staring at it. I confess, it holds a certain allure, especially if there are animals involved. Cartoons, for instance. Oh, the utter absurdity. Animals that talk, animals that wear clothes, animals that drive cars. It's truly baffling. Yet, the sounds. The little squeaks, the chirps, the cartoon barks, sometimes I just can't help but let out a little rough, of solidarity, or perhaps confusion. Are they real? Are they imposters? Should I be defending my humans from a two-dimensional cat? The ethical dilemmas are truly exhausting for a thoughtful Dane like myself. Of course, my favorite is Scooby-Doo. Nature documentaries, though. Now we're talking. The sheer audacity of a squirrel on screen. A real, live, albeit flat, squirrel. My immediate impulse is to charge the screen, to protect my humans from this bushy-tailed menace. They tell me, Yeti, it's just TV. But how do they know? What if it's a portal? What if that squirrel is plotting? A Dane's duty is to be vigilant. And to bark. Loudly. Just in case. In horror movies? Ah, these are prime opportunities for maximum cuddle efficiency. My humans clutch me tight, convinced that the spooky monster on screen is coming for them. Little do they know, I'm just enjoying the extra warmth and the occasional comforting scratch behind the ears. I mean, sure, the loud noises are a bit much, but a strategic lean into my human usually results in extra affection. It's a win-win, really. Plus, the villains are usually quite small compared to me. I could totally take them. But let's be honest, the best part of TV for a Dane? The commercials. Ah, the sweet, sweet sound of a food advertisement. The jingle that signals a delicious treat, the visual of a perfectly grilled steak, even if it's for humans. It's a symphony of culinary promises. And, more importantly, commercial breaks are prime time for human bathroom visits, which often means an unsupervised moment to investigate the coffee table for any dropped crumbs. Pure genius, those ad executives. They know how to get a Dane's attention. So, what are my personal favorites, you ask? A discerning question. For music, I'm quite partial to anything with a slow, deep cello. It resonates with my very soul. And anything by Enya, perfect for dreaming of vast, green fields and endless treat bags. As for TV, I find any cooking show quite compelling. So many delicious creations, so much human drama over a deflated souffle. Plus, the gentle voices are very soothing. Although, I must say, the lack of dropping food on the floor is a constant source of disappointment. They could really improve their system. Of course, being a magnificent, majestically sized creature, enjoying media comes with its own unique set of challenges. For one, my head often blocks at least half the screen when I'm trying to get a better look at that menacing squirrel. My tail, a powerful instrument of joy and destruction, has been known to accidentally swipe remotes off the coffee table, sending them skittering under the sofa. Retrieving them then becomes a truly heroic act for my humans. And don't even get me started on the shedding. My beautiful, glorious fur, a testament to my health and vitality, has a remarkable ability to find its way onto every remote control, every speaker grill, every charging cable. It's merely my way of leaving my mark, a reminder of my constant presence and my deep, abiding love for my family. And also, perhaps, a subtle hint that the remote needs a good cleaning. By them. Now, I've shared my profound observations, but I'm always eager to hear from my fellow Dane enthusiasts. What music gets your magnificent Great Dane's tail thumping? What TV show sends them into a barking frenzy, or, conversely, lulls them into the deepest slumber? Do they have a particular movie they love to watch with you? Share your stories with us. You can find Dane's Delight wherever you get your podcasts, and we love hearing your feedback. Perhaps your Dane's favorite tune could be my next nap soundtrack. Or their TV nemesis, my next target for a vigorous bark. Remember, every Great Dane is a critic, a connoisseur, a furry film buff and music aficionado in their own right. We observe, we judge, and we occasionally drool. It's all part of the charm. Well, my dearest listeners, it's been a true delight sharing my insights into the world of music and TV from my uniquely tall and utterly sophisticated perspective. Remember to keep those treats handy, those cuddles abundant, and those remotes out of tail-swiping range. I'm Yeti, and this has been Dane's Delight, reminding you that life is always better with a Great Dane by your side, preferably on the couch, watching a good show, with snacks nearby.